Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams according to our GM, Vinny Serrato.
You're damn right I'm serious. Look, they might not be pretty, but any one of mine is worth 10 of yours.
105.7 The Fan.
Week one NFL season is done. Last night, San Francisco, defending NFC champions 32-19 over the Jets. Aaron Rodgers' return did not go as planned, but as Vinny said, they'll probably start to get it together as the season progresses here. We have Thursday night football, we have Friday night football, Sunday slate, and then Monday night. So week one in the books. Since we've seen that action get completed, let's talk about the 12 best teams going into week two. Vinny's Dirty Dozen.
All right, let's review week one. 1, Kansas City, 2, Baltimore, 3, San Fran, 4, Detroit, 5, Green Bay, 6, Cincinnati, 7, Houston, 8, Philly, 9, Jacksonville, 10, Atlanta, 11, the Jets, 12, Miami. So, week two. And these will change a lot over the next first 4 weeks. Coming in at number 12, 1-0 Miami, beat Jacksonville 2017. They are playing, hosting Buffalo Thursday night. Miami led the NFL with 319 passing yards. Now, Bob, they say touchdown passes are like down, way down over since it's the least amount of touchdown passes week one since like 2014 or something.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty crazy.
Baker had 4. Hey-o.
Yeah. Coming in at number 11, 1-0 Buffalo. Beat Arizona 34-28. They're at Miami Thursday night. Defensive end Gregory Rousseau leads the AFC with 3 sacks. Not bad. That's a pretty good start.
Yep.
Coming in at 10, the L.A. Chargers. 1-0. Beat the Raiders 22-10 at Carolina. How about that for schedule? Chargers led the NFC with 6.52 yards per rush.
J.K. Dobbins, huge afternoon for the Chargers.
Go ahead, guys. Congrats to those guys. You see, afterwards, Harb's got a game ball, and then it was like, who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Yeah. And you call Michigan, see what happened to them on Saturday?
Coming in at 9, 0-1 L.A. Rams. They lost at Detroit 26-20 in overtime. They're at Arizona. Cooper Kupp led the NFC with 14 catches. Had 21 targets, 6 more than any other wide receiver in the league.
Puka Nacua on IL for them, though, with the knee.
Yeah, kind of a flip from last year.
Sure.
With Kupp being out. Coming in at number 8, 1-0 Tampa. Beat Washington 37-20. They're at Detroit. Tampa converted 70% of their third downs versus Washington. That's amazing. That's amazing. Coming in at 7. 1-0 Dallas. Beat Cleveland 33-17. They're hosting New Orleans, which New Orleans got off to a hell of a start.
That's going to be an interesting game there on Sunday afternoon.
How about this, Bob? Dallas led the NFL 6 sacks in week one.
Yep. Deshaun Watson was running for his life.
Yeah. And who did the Ravens play? Not this Sunday, but the following?
At Dallas.
Yep. Coming in at 6, 0-1 Baltimore. They lost 27-20, as we know. They're hosting the Raiders. Number 1 in total offense with 452 yards versus Kansas City.
Number 8 had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, well, yeah, he had like, what, 300 of it? Coming in at number 5, 1-0 Houston. Beat Indy 29-27 in one of the most exciting games of the day. They're hosting Chicago. Houston ran 76 offensive plays in week one to lead the NFL. Ooh, I'll bet you those guys were sucking wind.
Yeah, and still barely won.
Yep.
That was maybe the game of the day, Houston against the Colts. Diggs, 2 TDs, and Joe Mixon had a big one.
Coming in at 4, 1-0 Philly. Beat Green Bay 34-29. They're hosting Atlanta Monday night. Oh, that place is going to be crazy up in Philly. Saquon Barkley had 132 yards and 3 TDs in week one, Giants. You don't think the Giants fans? New York paper probably put a picture of, after that game Sunday, they probably put a picture of Barkley up.
I saw on the interweb Giants fans burning Daniel Jones jersey. Ouch.
Coming in at 3, 1-0 Detroit. Beat the Rams 26-20 in overtime. They're hosting Tampa, which will be a physical game. Jack Fox led the NFC averaging 57.5 yards per punt.
Oh, there you go.
Damn. That's indoors. Coming in at 2, 1-0 San Fran. Beat the Jets last night 32-19. They're at the Vikings. Niners had 38 rushes for 180 yards, both tied for the NFC lead.
Yeah, Mason got the opportunity, fourth year out of San Francisco, or Georgia Tech, rather.
Yeah, and 22.
Had a monster day.
Did you see, though, he did an interview with Lisa Salters on the sidelines, and he said, yeah, I've known since Friday night that I was going to start.
Yeah.
And then, so the Niners are in a little bit, and then Kyle Shanahan after the game. No, he was mistaken what he said.
Yeah, he meant Monday night.
Right. Coming in at 1-0 Kansas City. They beat the Ravens. Rookie Xavier Worthy, only NFL player to have a 20-plus rushing TD and a 30-plus receiving TD.
And was really fast when he did them, too.
He not only runs fast, he plays fast.
Yeah.
All right, so in review, 1 Kansas City, 2 San Fran, 3 Detroit, 4 Philly, 5 Houston, 6 Baltimore, 7 Dallas, 8 Tampa, 9 the Rams, 10 the Chargers, 11 Buffalo, and 12 Miami.